Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome aboard, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road. We're in Ellisville, Mississippi at Wally Forestry, part of our annual Jones County Economic Development Road. Gerard Gibbert was just here, just concluded his show, and we're happy to be a small part of this activity as well, and always want to thank the good folks here at Wally Forestry, Jamie Wally, and his dad for having us over here. They feed us good every year, and it's always something that we really look forward to. Glad you're with us this afternoon, and we're going to talk a lot of Southern Miss baseball. We're going to kick off today's show as we do every Wednesday with our good friend and baseball coach Travis Creel. And, Coach, first of all, welcome back to the show. About an hour before we came on the air, the announcement came out about the finalists of the Boo Ferris Award, and two Southern Miss kids were happy to say, J.B. Middleton and Nick Monastir, both finalists for that prestigious award. And I want to get you to start out the conversation today, Coach, by just kind of talking a little bit about what J.B. Middleton and Nick Monastir have meant and continue to mean to the Southern Miss baseball program.
Yeah, fired up for those guys. It's good to get recognition for the hard work that they put in. And, yeah, they've both been outstanding, man. JB started every Friday night the entire year, and pitching under a 2 ERA is crazy. And he goes out there every Friday and he puts us in a really good position to win. And he's been, you know, as good now as he was at the start. So it's great to see him having a great year. And then, you know, Monastir's been Mr. Clutch for us. I mean, countless game-winning and game-winning hits, game-winning saving plays on defense, and you know, putting together a tremendous year with 25 extra base hits, 16 homers, you know, hitting right around 320 and playing a great second base. So, pump for those guys, man. They really earned it.
Travis, you played shortstop at a very high level at Southern Miss. Kind of put in perspective what a good we talk a lot about Nick Monastir's offensive, you know, prowess and his bat, but kind of put in perspective defensively what a good second baseman he's been, and also a kid that really has played a number of defensive positions for you, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been very versatile. I think he's played at least four positions since he's been on campus, maybe five. But yeah, man, he's a kid who came in and a little rough around the edges defensively, but he's always, you know, just had that drive, that work ethic, that want to be great. And, you know, he's turned himself into, you know, a premier defender as well. He's so athletic that, you know, he has so much range. And, yeah, he's been steady over there going on 3 years now.
Where would you see him professionally, Coach? In what position do you think he would professionally likely remain an infielder? Do you think they would move him to the outfield? Where would you see that when that time comes?
Yeah, I think he's got a chance to stay in the infield for sure. You know, I think he probably fits the prototypical center fielder, right fielder from a body and arm standpoint. But, you know, these days a lot of teams are drafting guys with versatility, guys who can hit and can play different positions, and he certainly can do that. I think he can play five spots. I think he can play second, third, left, center, right. And, you know, with his hit tool and his power tool, if he can do that, you know, somebody I definitely want in my organization. So just the versatility, you know, brings so much excitement for him at the pro level.
You know, when I think about J.B. Milton, I think back a few years ago when he was a Richmond, and you guys were playing in Jackson and Pearl at Mississippi, against Mississippi State, and Jay came in the game late, and I remember they put the TV camera on him, and you could just see his eyes bulging out, and he looked pretty intimidated and didn't really have a very good night. And now you look at it now, and he's such a polished, steady hand on the mound. I'm sure that you've enjoyed watching that kid's development.
Yeah, it's always fun to see the kid's growth over the years. You know, JB graduated in a very small school in a very small class, and you know, wasn't quite ready for the bright lights, like a lot of kids aren't when they're 18 years old. But to see his growth and maturity and development, and now just a rock solid, even keel Friday night guy, it's awesome to see, and it's really why you do this. You like to see kids grow and mature, and you know, turn from boys into men, and you know, he's certainly done that.
Another thing I want to ask you about today is you're coming up on the last home series, regular season series, and you've been in the position that Ozzie Pratt and Tuna are both in, you know, seniors and playing, coming up to play the last weekend at the Pete, regular season at least. Kind of tell our listeners, what do you think's going on in those kids' minds? What went on in your mind when that happened, and what do you think they're experiencing now?
Yeah, a lot of emotions, a lot of memories. Tuna's been here since this is year five. It's crazy how fast it's gone. You know, I remember my last home game was a Tuesday against Ole Miss, and we beat them, and I cried like a baby when it was over because I knew I wouldn't get to play at the Pete anymore. So, you know, I'm sure they're going through a lot. It'll probably sink in more once the season's over. But, you know, those two guys are – they're great players, but they're great kids, and I know how thankful they are to wear the black and gold. And they take a lot of pride in it.
I've heard that Tuna has been kind of emotional about it anytime he's asked since the start of the season. So I'm assuming that this weekend he will really be emotional.
Yeah, he's a definition of a Southern Miss guy, man. He loves it. He loves it here. He's been a great leader, great captain, great player. But also, you know, he embraces with the fans so well. Honestly, probably the best to ever do it in our uniform. Just the fandom that he has, and how much time he spends with the kids, and all that stuff. So he's earned it. You know, it wasn't just given to him. He's earned the being the fan favorite. And yeah, it's gonna be weird because you know he's going on 4 years of doing it, and you know it's gonna come to an end in the next couple months.
Well, it's not just those two kids either. I don't want to leave any of those kids out, but just generally speaking, it's just got to be difficult because most of these kids won't play Major League Baseball. They've all probably been playing baseball since they were 7 or 8 years old, and man, the reality of those days being over, it's got to be pretty tough. Am I right?
Yeah, for sure. And then you lose your routine. That's kind of the hardest thing is. I mean, I've thrown early BP to Tuna for an hour every day for the last 5 years. I'm gonna lose my BP buddy. You know, I got to get some new guys, and just the routine of him, you know, waking up and getting his lift in and going to school and coming over here for a couple hours. He's done that every day for 5 years. So just the start of a new routine, the change of getting your life going. You know, he's already engaged and he'll get married, I believe, next fall. And yeah, start his life, and sooner, you know, he'll wake up next week and he'll be my age. That's kind of how it works. But, yeah, definitely going to be an emotional weekend for those guys.
And so Travis Creel is admitting to the Super Talk Eagle Hour listening audience that when you played your last game at the Pete, you cried like a baby when it was over.
I did. We beat Ole Miss. I'll never forget it. We beat them bad, and we ended up going to Houston to play at the Converse Tournament in Rice, and made a good run, lost in championship game. But, yeah, it's an emotional time for these kids. You know, I've been in their shoes, and it's just it's hard to, you know, admit that it's over.
You can say that again if you like. That had a really nice ring to it, beat Ole Miss and beat them really bad. That sounded pretty good, Coach.
We did. That was a good game we had that last Tuesday. That was fun.
Been a lot of great games between Ole Miss and Southern Miss, has there not?
There has indeed. Hopefully there's more this year. I'm going to play them again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was talking earlier here at this event to the president of Jones College, and we were just talking about that. We hear a lot about how great junior college football is in Mississippi, but I got to tell you, Coach, I don't think junior college baseball is very far behind. Do you? I mean, there's some really high caliber junior college programs in this state.
No, it's a great league. It's a great league with a lot of great players. And what really separates Mississippi from others is how much pride the coaches have in it. I mean, the facilities are outstanding. The coaches work really, really hard. You know, I worked in that league for 3 years. Actually, for Dr. Smith at Jones, and you know, we had some great times. It's a great league. There's great players. There's great coaches, and really, teams come from all over the country to recruit Mississippi JUCO. So it's probably a top three league in the country.
I know you have a big hand in the recruiting of Southern Miss, and how advantageous is it to you to have Pearl River, Jones, and Meridian all within 2 hours of your campus?
Oh, it's huge. You know, you look at our teams from the past couple of years, and you know, 22, one of the better pitching staffs, you know, Southern Miss ever had. We probably had five or six, you know, Mac Jack guys. You know, last year we had a couple more. This year we got a couple more. So it's always good. And we got some coming next year, too. But it's always good to have those schools right down the road. Now you can, you know, go fill some pieces on your roster with it.
All right, Coach, let's, if you'll hang around, we'll talk about this upcoming weekend and what's left in the season. You good with that?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Coach Travis Creel on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. That means it's Wednesday. We always enjoy these visits. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Special edition of the Eagle Hour. We're on the road in Ellisville at Wally Forestry. Great friends of ours here. They host our economic development event every year. Gerard Gibber just finished his show here. He was here from 10 to 1, and now we're wrapping things up. And we're all glad to be here. Still to come in the show, a Southern Miss legend, Mason Strickland. Fixing to ask Travis Creel to describe Mason Strickland for us. And we've got Dylan Causey, who is a senior pitcher at South Jones. They're having a great year, and he's a Southern Miss commit, so we're looking forward to talking to him. We're going to continue our conversation with Travis. Now, Coach, before we get into this weekend series, Mason Strickland is standing right over here. Is there any glory you want to throw his way?
Well, Mason was the catalyst of the pitching staff of the 2016 national champion Jones Bobcats that I got to coach. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I remember watching Mason in high school and then getting to coach him at Jones for a year, and then I got to compete against Mason when I was at Louisiana Tech. So he's a stud and doing a great job at South Jones.
So you're saying that Jones wouldn't have won that championship without Mason Strickland. Is that what I'm hearing,
no,
Coach?
No, there is no doubt we wouldn't have. No doubt.
No doubt, Mason, is what he says. No doubt you wouldn't have had a chance without you. Yeah, he said also, can you let fans know that he threw 95 miles an hour at Jones?
It was either 85 or 95. I can't remember, but he was good.
Come on over here, Mason. Come over here. Put that headset on right there. Coach has got a quick question for you about that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. What, Coach, will you repeat what you just said about that 95-mile-an-hour fastball?
Sure. I thought it was 85. 95?
85, man. That's – come on now. It's a little higher than that, wouldn't it?
Okay, maybe so, maybe so. You got people out. That's all that matters.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all, man. Now he's got a South Jones team playing really well here, Coach. They're trying to challenge for a state championship.
He does. Doing a really good job and obviously pulling for those schools in the Pine Belt. And, yeah, just keep sending players to the black and gold, Mason. We'll be just fine.
All right, yeah, we're gonna try our best.
And I guess Coach Creel, you're not surprised at the success this young man is having as a coach, are you?
I'm not. Stud baseball player, but more than that, a stud human and does things the right way. And obviously learned here under Coach Barry and Coach Oz on you know how to go about day to day coaching and done a fantastic job.
So 85-mile-an-hour fastball, and you were still getting people out. Is that right, Mason?
If we're being honest, 85 is a great day.
Well, you're feeling really good that day, weren't
you? Like really, really good.
All right, Coach Trill, I'm going to let Mason just sit in here with us. You stay right where you are because he has played against Louisiana Lafayette before, I'm sure. And so the Cajuns roll into town this weekend, and maybe they aren't having their greatest year ever, but Coach Trill, I don't ever remember a Lafayette team coming to Hattiesburg that just wasn't tough and gritty. And it's just not going to be an easy weekend, is it?
No, it's not. You know, they're very talented. We recruited a lot of players on their roster, so we've seen most of them in high school and how they've grown. And, you know, they got off to a really slow start, but they're playing much better lately. And they're putting together a good, you know, last third of the season. So they're going to come in and give us everything they got. Obviously, it's a rivalry series, but a lot of our kids and their kids know each other, too. So it'll be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it's always. I think it's USM's greatest rivalry in the Sun Belt. Now, that's just my personal opinion. Which, in case you guys don't know this, you can take my opinion and $8 and go to Starbucks and get a cup of coffee. So just keep that in mind the next time you want something to drink. Coach, I find this frustrating, and you tell me if you do as well. And obviously, Mason's free to speak up, but. You're two games behind Coastal Carolina, and for some odd reason, the league does not put really what I think are the two premier programs in the league head-to-head every year. But how frustrating is it to know that you're almost powerless to catch them, you know, in the respect that you don't get to play them head-to-head?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It kind of is what it is when your leagues get so big. Obviously, you have more than 11 teams in your league. Everybody can't play everybody. You know, last year, I think we finished a game or two behind Lafayette, and our opponents that they didn't have to play, and their opponents that we didn't have to play, I didn't think they were very equal either. But this kind of is what it is. It's kind of luck of the draw. So I mean, it's nothing you can do to control it, and there's really nothing the league can do to control it. It just kind of is what it is. But yeah, it's frustrating because you want to settle on the field and not miles and miles apart from each other.
So tell me if I'm right about this. If the standings held like they are now, and with all due respect to the opponents of Coastal, they're not going to play the same, I don't think it's fair to say, caliber opponent the rest of the season you guys are. If all things stay the same and they were to finish first and Southern Miss second, you would not play them in the tournament, presuming both teams advance throughout the tournament until the championship game. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. It'd be they'd be matched up with the 4 seed. So it's 1, 4, 5, 8 and 2, 3, 6, 7. I think I'm right on that. So no, we wouldn't play the 1 seed if we finish in second until the championship.
Well, who would the 2 seed play first? What
so there's a play-in game. There's play-in games on those Tuesdays. So it's a huge deal to come in first or second because your first opponent has already played a game if you come in first or second. Mm-hmm. So we would play, if we came in second, for instance, we would play the lowest seed remaining out of 7 through 10. I think Coastal would get the highest seed remaining. There's two play-in games on that Tuesday.
Mason, let me ask you a question since you're sitting here with us. From a player standpoint, do you approach a tournament mentally different than you would approach, you know, your regular season games?
The moment is obviously a little bit bigger, but I think you treat it just like you would in a regular season game, because you don't want the moment to get too big for you from the mental side. Just being who you are and not trying to do anything out of your way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've talked to you about this before. You have a kind of a place in history in that Conference USA tournament when you came in and basically saved the day and got the team to the championship game. Does that seem like 100 years ago now that you're coaching your own team, or does that seem like yesterday?
It's been a while. I was joking with some of the players on Monday. There was a line drive hitting the dugout, and I fell backwards because it was fixing to hit me in the face. And I got up the next morning, and I was so sore. And it just made me realize I'm not an athlete anymore.
Now, I don't know. I watched Travis coach in third base. They hit them line drives and ground balls toward him. He snags them like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, he's a special breed now. Like he's,
They don't make them like they used to, Bob.
Reflexes are the same today as they were when you were playing short, aren't they, Coach?
Yeah, the hamstrings and back are a little different, but still got the reflexes.
All right, Coach, your thoughts about this weekend. What did your team have to do to I guess we could make it three sweeps in a row?
Yeah, just got to play good baseball. You know, I think Lafayette's going to come in. They're athletic. They put a lot of pressure on you as a defense. They're going to do a bunch of bunting and stealing and dragging and slashing and all kinds of crazy stuff on offense. And it's a good pitching staff. Three quality starters. With some good bullpen pieces as well. So we'll definitely have our work cut out. But, you know, we kind of challenge the guys to just play a faceless opponent and play our game. And, you know, I think if we play well, you know, everything will happen like we want it to.
Well, your guys have been on a home run derby this year. I mean, you guys are just knocking home runs out of the park right and left. I it's hard to see your face from where I'm sitting, but I got to believe you got a big smile on it every time they knock one completely out of the park like they're doing on a regular basis.
Yeah, I like a good homer. And we've hit our fair share of homers and doubles this year. And, yeah, that's I told you before, but that's what we need to do. You know, that's the kind of personnel we have. We're not going to single you to death. We can't really steal very many bases. But we got big, strong dudes who can hit doubles and homers, and that's how we need to produce runs.
Well, one of those big, strong dudes that was on a tear this weekend was your first baseman, Bull. And, you know, he didn't seem to hit those big moon shots that we would watch Matt Wallner put into orbit. He sort of hits line drives over the outfield wall. He's got a lot of bat strength, doesn't he, Coach?
Yes, he does. He was seeing it really well this weekend. And, you know, he's another guy kind of like Monastery. He's got that clutch gene. You know, he wants the moment. I think he's hit three walk-off homers in the past 2 years. So, you know, him and Monastery, you know, kind of lived that moment, and obviously Tuna does too. So that middle of the order, you know, it's we're big, we're physical, and it's scary. So you just got to keep those guys swinging the bat.
Coach, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the show. Look forward to a wonderful weekend of baseball, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, appreciate it, guys. See you, Strick.
See you, man.
Coach Travis Krill, everybody. Still to come, Mason Strickland's going to join us. He's got Dylan Causey with him, his senior pitcher that is a Southern Miss commit, we're very happy to say. We're going to have a conversation with those two young men next. Eagle Hour on the road, Wally Forestry and Ellis. Well, stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it on every major podcast platform in the country. Thousands of you are downloading it every month. We're very grateful to you for that. And if you can't catch the show live, you can always catch the podcast. I want to thank Travis Creel for joining us like he does every Wednesday. And now we're delighted to have Mason Strickland back. He's the head baseball coach at South Jones High School and, of course, a former Golden Eagle pitcher himself. And Dylan Causey, which is a name you're going to start hearing here real soon. He is a senior pitcher for South Jones who is a Southern Miss commit. Welcome to both of you gentlemen. Coach Strickland, tell us about this young man that's about to become a Golden Eagle when you guys finish up here this year.
So I started getting to know Dylan when I first got an assistant coach job at South Jones, and he was an eighth grader at the time. And I remember sitting down day after tryouts before we put the list up to see the team. And I guess I can tell you now, one of the main reasons you got moved up that year, because I watched him throw a bullpen. It's like, yeah, we gotta have him on the varsity team because he's that good. But he's been one of those guys that just works extremely hard, and he knows what he wants to do. And then that's what's special about him. You know, he does all these things behind closed doors when nobody's looking, and sets a great example for all the young guys that we got in the park.
Now, you guys had a big win last night over Van Cleve. You're advancing to South State. Dylan, you were the guy on the mound. So what happened last night? Tell us.
You know, I just got the opportunity to get the ball again on short rest, and I knew what the task was and what the goal was, and just went out there and just did the best I could trying to get my team in a position to win the game, win the series.
All right, what made you decide to become a Golden Eagle, which I can assure you Golden Eagle fans are happy to hear?
Well, like I was telling you before the break, I don't know if I'll get in trouble for saying this, but admittedly, I had always dreamed of going to another school, which I won't mention the name of. But, you know, between my eighth and ninth grade year, when I first started to get to know Coach Oz and the entire staff there at Southern Miss, and I started spending more and more time at Pete Taylor Park, it was just hard to not fall in love with the program and really the tradition. And just it felt like a big family, you know, and that's just what kind of got me. I just had a feeling, and I felt that it was the right place, and that was the place for me to be.
Dylan, it's hard to really adequately describe the love affair that exists between Southern Miss baseball and its fan base. Did that have any factor in your decision?
Oh, absolutely. I remember in 2022, I believe, they hosted the Hattiesburg Regional, where they beat LSU in the finals. And I remember I was at that game, and I was sitting there thinking, man, if I wasn't committed here after this game, I absolutely would have made that phone call. And it was just an incredible atmosphere. I think it was one of the best sporting events I've ever actually been a part of and seen live in person.
I'm glad you said that, son, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm obviously a lot older than you, and I've been to everything from NFL games to college games to football, baseball, basketball. I have never experienced a more exciting environment than those games between Southern Miss and LSU. You agree?
I completely agree. And, I mean, it was just awesome to see just, like, the fans. I mean, even an hour and a half to 2 hours before the game, the stands were packed, you know. LSU has great fans. They traveled well. And then, like you said, I think Southern has one of the most passionate fan bases in the country. And it was great to see that and be a part of it.
Coach, you know all about that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My favorite part is to throw it in the dirt guy that sits in the top.
He's still there.
Oh, I know.
He sits right above me. I can assure you that. I can assure you.
Even when I don't make it to the games, you can hear him on TV.
No, you're exactly right about that. I guess you're living the dream right now, aren't you, coaching a great high school baseball program?
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't ask for anything better in my life. You know, that's where I went to high school, and to be able to go back and take these guys to where we want to be. Mm-hmm. It's the second year in a row we've been to South State, and this is the first time they've been to South State. These past 2 years, first time in I think 38 years or so.
Is that right? Yeah. What's been special about this team, Coach?
The way these guys come together as a team, and they just have a special bond. There's something about them. I actually told my coaches, and I guess I'll jinx it now, but about a month and a half ago, I told my coaches that this was going to be a special group, and something special was about to happen with this bunch. And, I think it was an example of what happened in the game last night and just how these guys have come together after all the adversity we faced this year. So,
What is the skill set this young man will bring to the Southern Miss program and has brought to your, obviously, to your high school team?
Anything you want. Uh-huh. I think his most valuable trait he has is leadership. Skill ability wise, he can do it, but his leadership trait, the way he carries himself and sets the example of, this is the way we're going to do it. And this is the way I know how to do it. And that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. And Dylan, you said it was Coach Oz in part that made you make the decision. What was it about Coach Oz that grabbed your attention?
It was really, how he kind of talked to me and how he, he was really easy to talk to. This was back before they had changed the recruiting rules. So we pretty much talked every 2 weeks or so. And, what really got me was the fact that he didn't promise me that I was going to step on campus and play. He word for word told me that he was going to give me the opportunity to work for it. And that was just kind of what really sold me, was that I felt like this was a program where that's how they run things. They want the guys that are going to work for it, the gritty kind of guys, and that's just really what I wanted to be a part of.
It's a blue-collar type of atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Always has been, hadn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. Coach Ostrander, he's one of those guys, you just said it best. You're going to get the opportunity. It's whatever you do with it is what's going to make the difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and him share the same background in a sense that you obviously played at Jones, and Coach Oz coached at Jones, and he was tremendous at that level, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I only got to get a small piece of Coach Oz when he was at Jones. He left at actually my freshman year, Thanksgiving break. So we didn't even make it to the season with him, but we went to the fall with him. So, yes, the mentality and everything that he teaches on a daily basis, I got to experience.
One thing that I've learned from being around him, Dylan, and he says this to all his guys, is you have the physical ability or I wouldn't put you on my team. The difference is mental. I bet that's the same thing in high school, because baseball is such a difficult game. And Coach, I've heard so many players say this, and Coach, it's a game of failure. And you have to be able to overcome that mentally. Is that true at every level?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And especially in high school, I would say it's a little bit tougher because the guys are a little bit younger. But being able to bounce back, for example, this Van Cleef series that we just won, where we lost game one. And at the end of the day, no one said that it was going to be easy. It was going to be a fight. And mentally, we had to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. So from a middle standpoint, I mean, and I'm sure Dylan will touch on it, the middle side is probably 95% what baseball is.
Yeah, and I go back to your history, that outstanding day in the tournament where you pitched, your heart out and kept the team in a position to win the tournament. You had bad times, had you not?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And doesn't everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not about how you react to that bad time. It's about how you get back up and respond to that bad time. Mm-hmm. And that's that for high school baseball, especially, that's huge, being mm-hmm. able to respond and handle the adversity.
Mm-hmm. You guys ever heard of a school called West Jones?
Unfortunately.
Is there a little rivalry there, perhaps?
There is.
Unfortunately, yeah. That's a great answer.
There he is, but man, Trey over there runs a great program, and yeah. We have a lot.
Another Golden Eagle,
yeah, and we have a lot of respect for those guys. So they play the game the right way, mm-hmm. and it's good to see Jones County playing the game.
Oh
the right
yeah,
way.
For sure. And there's a lot of passion here in Jones County. We talked about passion of the Southern Miss fan base. There's a lot of passion here, the high school fan base in Jones County. Is there not?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We hosted game two for our series on Monday. It's a Monday, but there was a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you the exact amount, but the stadium was packed out. And even game three at Bankley, we looked up and we had a whole student section on top of the dugout. So
is that right?
It was awesome to see.
What's that mean to you, Dylan, when you're a member of the team that's got that kind of support?
It means a lot. I think recently the school has really kind of taken a huge step forward in athletics, and I think that the community has noticed that, and as a community, I think they give us the support that we need, and it's just been huge to have that, and then to also give that back to the community. You know, when you look outside the gate and you see all the little kids sitting there watching and smiling and waving, and then you're walking out of the dugout and they're all holding their hand up for a high five or an autograph. I mean, that's an awesome feeling.
Good luck, guys. Hope you win it all. Look forward to seeing you in the black and gold. And, Coach, I appreciate you bringing this fine young man out here today.
Yeah, we appreciate you having us.
All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour continues from Wally Forrester and Ellisville right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Some days you just have another show. Some days you have shows that are a lot of fun. Today's one of those with Travis Creel, Mason Strickland, and Dylan Causey. And what an impressive, impressive young man that's headed to Southern Miss. And very grateful for that. All right, Ben Windpigler is our sales manager at WLAU here in Laurel. He put these festivities here together. All right, I'm going to let you introduce this man, and then I'm going to personally thank him for what I just put into my body.
Oh, my goodness. Look, I'm just telling you right now, I've had a lot of good barbecue in Johns County in my life, but when Swamp Shack here in Ellisville came, oh, my gosh, it's probably the best barbecue ever. I'm not just talking it up. It is really delicious. So we got Mr. John Martineau here with us. He is the owner, head smoker over there at Swamp Shack. Thanks for joining us, Mr. John.
It's great to be here today. And also, too, just me and my wife both run it and own it. Yeah. And it's been a business that our kids even helped start 6 years ago.
Wow. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah, so we're actually one of our final kid that works for us now is actually transferring to Delta State in the fall. So
wow.
This will be the first year.
Great school.
That we don't have one of our children working in the business.
All right, I've got to ask you this. That was as good a brisket as I've ever eaten, and I like brisket a lot. What is the secret to cooking brisket that tender and flavorful?
You got to buy good brisket. That's what we start with. We buy good brisket. We don't buy the cheap stuff. We buy good stuff. We got a great smoker, and that brisket that you had today was cooked 14 hours and then rested about 3 hours.
So on a low temperature?
We smoke our briskets between and our pork butts and between 205, 210 overnight.
Low and slow.
That is real low.
That is real low.
Right. All right. The other thing that they just you can't help but notice was your pork rinds. Mm-hmm. And you make those. Talk about that, because I got to tell you again, and I'm not saying it because you're sitting here, as good as I've ever eaten.
Well, they're real simple because, you know, we get the chips already brought in, and they're real simple to make. We drop fry them, and they just blow up on their own. And we have a seasoning that we make there in-house that we lightly dust with them. It's not heavily salted. It's a little spicy, and they're real simple. They just speak well on their own because they're good pork rinds.
Now, Jamie Wally told me what I was in store for about the food, and he nailed it. Man, you guys do a job.
We appreciate it. We're glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. Tell us a little about your restaurant so our listeners will know more about where you're at, when you're open, what you serve.
Okay, Swamp Shake Barbecue. We're on Highway 11 South, down near Jones College on the right-hand side, and we've been open in this location for 3 years. We actually were open 3 years in Florida. And we brought the business up here, and I'm from Ellisville. I'm from Jones County. And so we technically came back home and brought Swamp Shack to Ellisville.
What part of Florida were you in?
We were in a little town called Bluntstown, Florida, north, an hour north of Mexico Beach, an hour and a half northeast.
I'm familiar with the area.
And just
in
south,
the panhandle.
In the panhandle just south of Marianna. So we started our business there. They're still mad at us for leaving.
I'm sure. They want us back. I understand why.
And so our current hours here at this location in Ellisville is Tuesday and Wednesdays, 10:30 to 2, and Thursdays, 10:30 to 7, Fridays, 10:30 to 8.
You know, I know that the restaurant business is not an easy business. It's hard, isn't it? And people are either successful or not pretty quickly, but that kind of food makes you successful, right? That's the key.
Right.
Feed people good when they come spend money with you.
Exactly. And it is hard. It's getting more expensive. And so we just always try to give our customers good value because we know it's expensive. And my wife and I tell people all the time that eating out has become very disappointing in a lot of places.
Correct.
And we don't want people to be disappointed when they come to Swamp Shack. We want to know that they get good food for the price that they're paying and that it's consistent. It tastes good all the time. And that's why we start, like I said, with the brisket. That's why we buy the best products we can before we ever start making it. So it gives us a better opportunity to make it good to go to the plate for the customer.
Let me be honest. I was eating it so fast that I just covered my pants in barbecue sauce.
Well, that means it's good, Bob.
I couldn't get it down fast enough. It really was, that good.
And I'll tell you, too, real quick, you know, they're just as good at people as they are business owners. I've gotten to know them a little bit. His daughter actually went to church with us at Cross Point, and they're involved in the community. They're great people. They love the Lord, and they run their business the right way, and I think that's probably why they're successful as they are.
I did see Windpickler sneaking ribs out and putting them in the trunk of his car.
Yeah, I've got a few in my pocket.
You should be aware of that.
I've got a few in my pocket.
It's probably just an aroma around his vehicle out there. Yeah. And also, you mentioned the sauce as well. You know, we make our sauce in-house every week. You know, so we make a lot. We make the rub that's on our briskets, the rub that's on our ribs. That is all made by us weekly. And so a lot of our seasonings and everything, that is our craft. That is our creations as well.
This meat is all smoked, correct?
Yes, sir.
Smoked chickens as well?
We do pulled chicken because when we started our business, we started doing pulled chicken because we sell a lot of tacos. We sell a lot of loaded fries, loaded tots, and potatoes. So we built our menu around a pulled chicken product.
Right.
So everything is done on our smoker. Yes, sir.
Right, right. Well, you've just done a fabulous job. I mean, congratulations. The food is excellent.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, that would be an understatement.
Yeah. I'm going to put some more ribs in my pocket.
I don't think you can get any more crammed in that back pocket than you got right there. Hey, I want to thank our good friends here at Wally Forestry for having us here. Ben, good job putting everything together.
I'll do what I can.
It was a great event, great food. We appreciate it, sir. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to being back with you tomorrow back in the studio. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. 777
into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.